Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funniest.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
On your butt.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Railhead Station Studios, yes, we are back from remote here in Colorado. It's another edition of the H-Train Show with today's guest host, Short Fuse. We're here, our mission is to show veterans and our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
And this is the Short Fuse Hughes, and thanks for riding with us
today. Bam, bam! All right, everybody. So here we go. Check this out. I did a brief Short Fuse because I'm a little pressed for time today. But just so you know, today's interview of the week is Warrior Rises. These guys, they're going to tell you all about them. We gave a little short intro in our video what they're all about. So you're going to want to listen up to them. Great organization. Today's event is we're going to be talking about tidbits. Brandy, our producer, has sent us a couple tidbits. And we're gonna talk about them, and Short Fuse, we're gonna give you our opinion about it, and at the end of that opinion kind of thing, we're gonna ask for listeners to participate and, you know, kind of tell us about what they think about it, and then if we have time, Short Fuse has a very inspirational story. At least I think it's inspirational. We're going to talk to him about it. And if we run out of time, then we'll be talking about it during our, you know, what we like to call the What the segment. Which, I mean, to be honest with you, listening to your story, it is kind of like, what the, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about that as well. Our tribute to the troop. We don't know the exact date. Me and Short Fuse was talking about that. We don't know about the date, but we know that it was sometime this week. Last week, seven Marines got in a motorcycle accident where I don't even know the whole situation. But, you know, a semi truck or some plowed all seven of the vehicles. It's seven other motorcycles. It's kind of crazy. So that will be our tribute to the troop. Because even though they didn't die in combat, they still served our country, and that's the least that we can do is, you know, do a tribute for them. So it got a lot of media attention this week, and if I'm not sounding loud enough, Brandy, you'll have to let me know. I know that Short Fuse was kind of sounding pretty light, so I had to pour him some Kool-Aid so that he could open up a little bit. Hopefully he doesn't drink too much Kool-Aid and do some of this. What did you call it again?
Jiu-Jitsu.
Jiu-Jitsu, yeah. I'm already scared of him. So, but we have a great show planned for you. The music of choice this week, I let my dad have it. You know, he's a Vietnam vet, so you know it's going to be 50s, 60s.
Dude, sometimes
music.
That's the best. That's the best.
You know, some of these songs, it's like, really? But, yeah, we got a selection. It was funny because we was, like, downloading these songs, and he told me what it was, and I'm, like, looking at him, like, Dad, that's not the name of it. Oh, okay. It's Tears of Jupiter. And just to give you kind of a heads up, the songs of choice today is... Now, remember, it's like 50s, 60s, so some of these are way before my time. The Four Tops, Baby, I Need Your Lovin', INXS, By My Side, Train, Drops of Jupiter, Rolling Stones, Give Me Shelter, The Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
There you go.
The Beach Boys, Kokomo. That's the only reason why my wife married me is because that's her favorite song. That's what she tells me all the time. The Doors, Baby Light My Fire, Jefferson Airplanes, Somebody to Love, and The Kinks, You Really Got Me. So hopefully you like it. And, you know, the first thing that I got to get, let's do this. So, and remember the 2-minute warning, we will preview who we have for next week, and we will explain what we learned today in today's episode. And it's okay if you've never heard the show before, but just so that I can prepare myself, have you ever listened to the show before?
I have.
Okay.
Well, I should say I watched the Facebook Lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was an open invitation to any veteran that wanted to come in and guest co-host, and Short Fuse, he answered the call. So next week you could be doing what Short Fuse is doing right now. And so far, I think you're having a little bit of fun.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is awesome. I just to have like this platform for veterans to come together and like let each other know what's out there and what's going on. This is awesome.
All right, and Brandy says that we are sounding good, so that's a check off the check box right there. So we're cooking with Crisco. So now did you ever deploy overseas?
Yeah, I was stationed in Germany, and then we got deployed. At that time, we were over in the former Yugoslavia, Republic of Macedonia.
Okay. All right. So 4th of July weekend was this weekend.
Yep.
How did you have a hard time? Because I don't know what it was, but it seemed like they put more cocoa powder in that stuff than in past years, because it seeped through my noise canceling Bose heads, and literally that's the only reason why I got those, because they drown out the sound and I was still hearing it.
Yeah, I actually got lucky. Where we live at in Fort Collins, we didn't really hear a lot of fireworks that were going off. We had some rain that was coming through. I think a lot of places had some rain, but I just don't do well with fireworks.
Any of us do.
You know, I think it's just something where it makes me really anxious. Even just talking about it right now, my hands are all kind of just sweaty. I just don't like, especially if you're not the one lighting them off, and then
right.
They kind of go off and you're not really expecting it. Like, I just don't like fireworks.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I will say that I don't know if it was this last year or the year before, but the first time I ever enjoyed 4th of July fireworks is when I went to, I believe it was an Outlaw game. I went to an Outlaw game, you know, over there at Mile High, and, you know, they set these fireworks, and when they're setting these fireworks, they have this, like, the Billtron or whatever you want to call it, and they have videos while they're shooting off these fireworks, and that was cool. But then again, I had earplugs in, and I had my the noise canceling earphones. I look like radio. That's what I look like. Okay, I look like a huge loser, but it was doing the trick. My wife loves 4th of July. Being with me, she kind of gave a big part of her livelihood away because, you know, she enjoyed that. But the biggest thing that I found, and I just didn't have time because of the radio station, because we had a remote Saturday, and I was telling you about that.
Yeah.
We, not this Saturday, but last Saturday, we had a remote at Red Leg Brewery. But what I used to do was I used to go to a theater and watch movies, and it really drowns out the sound of the fireworks. Like,
yeah,
didn't even realize it was 4th of July. I didn't have that. I didn't have that ability to do that this year. Just so you all know, if you would like to text in, you're more than welcome. Our phone number is 720-619-0627. Text us. Let us know, what did you do for 4th of July weekend? Did the fireworks bother you? Or are we the only weirdos in the room? Let's address the elephant literally in the room. With that being said, we have a little bit of time before we have to go on a music break. We got about 2 minutes. Tell us a little bit. Well, can you do your story? And We better wait. He's got a real inspirational story. We'll just leave that for the what the segment. So we got a really good show, everybody, planned for you. And remember that we will be Facebook Living when we come off the music break. We're going to get ready and go on a music break. I don't have the script short fuse in front of me. So I'll do the first music break, and then I'll let you do the second one.
Right on.
I know, you're just so excited. I see it on your face. So with that being said, everybody, if you're just tuning now, you're listening to the H Train Show. We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back on that music break, we'll be hitting the tidbit discussion brought to you by NXT Multimedia. So don't, whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs beyond the VA. It is the H Train Show.
The best classic and the best new rock is right here.
Rock and roll!
Find us on the web at mbradio.us.
You're listening to the H Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs beyond the VA. It's the H Train Show with our very first special guest co-host, Short Fuse.
What's up?
Ooh, when I said that, I sound kind of like Vince McMahon.
Yeah, you kind of had that.
Short Fuse.
Yep.
Oh, there we go. All right, well, anyways. So what I usually do for my buddies, because there's a little bit of a delay, I usually set this up so you can see exactly what the listeners at home are saying. And while I do that, so we got three stories that our producer sent us. And of those three stories that our producer sent us, I'm not for sure which one we should go over first. What do you think, Short Fuse? Which one should we talk about first? We already know the big one that we really think that delivers the most attention.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it up. So it doesn't really our producer is awesome. She sends us this stuff. And when she sent this, I'm like, really? A slow mail day? Apparently, everybody, kind of picture yourself Saturday Night Live, where they have the little desk and they're talking about the little tidbits. And they are out of tortillas here in Logansville, Georgia. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen.
That's big news.
Taco Bell is, well, it is Georgia. Oh, burn. Okay. So, what did I just hit? I hit the wrong thing. That's what my ex said. Okay, anyways, so the restaurant was hit with a tortilla. Oh, it's not gonna let me do that.
Maybe click on the.
Well, I clicked on the go ad free, and it took me to somewhere else. We won't mention names. Fine, we'll allow it. Yeah.
I think that's more of bad planning what that was.
Yeah.
So if you're running out of tortillas, you didn't make the right orders.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up, because there's a couple times I went to a Burger King and they're like, we're out of burgers.
Well, I think, being in the military, piss poor planning was a piss poor excuse. You can't really use, I think that has to be on the manager, not ordering the tortillas and the
right.
That's just when I look at that.
Yeah, that's. I thought you was talking about bad planning on the radio thing.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
Yeah, I'm totally there.
No.
Taking shots already at the man.
This is his last time being here as guest host.
No, but you're exactly right. I mean, it does that. I don't know how many times I went on post to Burger King, but that was on post,
Yeah.
I went on post, I like a quarter pounder or a Whopper, and they're like,
we're out of Whoppers.
We don't have a meat. Then why in the world did you even open the freaking door?
Yeah.
Tell me, listeners, has that ever happened to you before? I'm scrolling down here so that we could see. Can't hear Short Fuse. Turn them up.
Oh.
See, I told you about that, Short.
I know. I'm sorry.
There we go.
Burger King is nasty.
Yeah. There we go. I want a salad, no lettuce, please. Yeah. That's funny. Give me a Jack Daniels on the rocks. No rocks. Okay. Anyways. All right. So onward and next. I can't make a joke out of that because it's just complete stupidness. Okay. So this Joey Chestnut. Have you heard about this, Short Fuse?
I don't even know if I know who Joey. Oh, I do. He's the world champion hot dog eater.
Okay, all right. So they had this guy, if I'm not mistaken, they had this guy on 104.3 The Fan a while back. It was like 3 years ago when I was interning, and they interviewed him, and he didn't seem like he was
all there. Yeah.
He was talking about how he would dip the hot dogs in the bun into the water that they gave you to drink, so it would slide.
Yeah,
throat.
You're not eating for enjoyment. You're eating for like a whole
right.
Other
and
level.
The thing that I find interesting about this guy is he's skinny.
He's not heavy set. No, and there was another. Guy that what was his name? He was from Japan, and he was like a world champion, and he was thin too. Like they have their workouts. Like when you become like at this level of eating, world champ, like you are on this workout regiment slash because you also have to stretch out your stomach.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they. Okay. It's a part like they train, like there's training, like these guys are sort of like athletes in a way. Yeah, it's quite the. They did a deal like on MTV a while back, and you kind of like watched a day in the life of these competition eaters, and it was interesting to see like the level that they take this. Because I mean, they got technique and everything. You know, like they're busting the hot dogs in half and dipping them in water, and like, you know, I mean, there's a technique, I guess, to everything.
Right. Okay. So this next tidbit, I'm not going to tell you where it is. We're going to say that during the week, I believe it was on the weekend, there was, and I'll bring this up so you know exactly what I'm talking about, short fuse. There was a fire that happened. Whiskey went up in flames. Everybody knows it was in Kentucky. Everybody knows that it was Jack Daniels. But there's one unique fact about Jack Daniels factory that I find really kind of weird. If you know anything about Jack Daniels whiskey, there's one fact. Here's a hint. It's about the county. What kind of county is it? You know what I'm going with, don't you?
Yeah, I had basic training.
The first one that answers, Brandy, check it out. It's Jim Beam. Okay, my bad. My bad.
She's on it.
Totally goofed that one up. Okay, so it was Jim Beam. All right, same thing, same area. Unique thing. What am I thinking? The first one to answer the uniqueness. And Brandy, if you don't have any clue what I'm talking about, I'll send you a message. But the first one wins a red shirt.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. The formerly known as the Goose. You got it. She got it. Lucy Patterson, you are today's winner. You are today's winner. Come and claim your prize. That's really funny. She's going to probably give me the stink face for that because she can't exactly claim the prize. But, yeah.
That was always odd to me that how there's dry counties. Like, it just didn't make sense to me that you could drink beer being in this county, but you couldn't drink beer being in this county, or even buy it. You know,
right?
Like we're from originally from Nebraska, and like we were drinking beer at 12.
No, not you.
But then you go to there, and it was very weird that you know, like it was within 10 minutes you could go through three counties, and you could buy alcohol in this one you can't, and that one you can't, and this one it was. Kind of crazy. I was glad to be out of there.
Okay, now for the prime, because I have to do this because of the new sponsors that we have. We're gonna play the voice over tidbit segment thing for the number one tidbit that we're gonna talk about now. So everybody. Here we go.
Tidbits, sponsored by NXT Turn Multimedia. Have a brand but asking what's next? Contact NXT Turn Multimedia today.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard?
Come by and bring us some good news.
Tidbits.
Okay, so we had to play that. I keep forgetting to hit those, but this is the prime tidbit that I think deserves a lot of the effort. The 95-year-old World War II veteran, I believe it was this weekend. Of course, Brandy will correct me if I'm wrong, but he... How many miles was it? He walked.
From Georgia.
He walked across America from Georgia to California. OMG.
What a stud.
Are you kidding me?
That's a stud right there. I mean,
I have a hard time going down the block to get my mail, not alone walking from Georgia to California. That is incredible. And, you know, that just, you know, that tells you, that's just a prime example of why they are the greatest
generation. Yep.
Because, you know, they're not worried about technology. They're not worried about, you know, what they look like or their style. They're there to get the stuff done. And, you know, me and my dad, we kind of had this disagreement earlier in the month because we was watching Hamburger Hill.
It's an amazing movie.
It wasn't Hamburger Hill. It was Hacksaw Hill. That's it.
Okay.
We was watching Hacksaw Hill, and I told him that between Iraq, Vietnam, and World War II, and let's go even beyond that, World War I, I really think that World War I and World War II were worse wars than Iraq and Vietnam. I understand that it was different, different land making.
Yeah.
But I really believe that it was just harsher in World War I and World War II. I mean,
you also
go ahead.
I was just saying, you also had kids that were 16 years old that were wanting to go to war. Today it's hard to get a 16-year-old kid to go to a job.
I know, right?
You know, I think that you had men and women that loved their country, and they would do anything to defend that. Even being at 16 years old, where I think of myself being 16 years old, you know, I'm still, so immature at that age that I wouldn't know if I would have the ability to come up with wanting to serve my country, not only serving your country, but going off to war, like going across the seas. And then like they knew kind of what was going on. And
right.
Just to have that, it was like, all right, let's do it. And like that was their job. It was their mission and they wanted to do it.
Yeah. I've seen so many movies where like that Hacksaw Hill that I was talking about, the first conscientious objector got the Medal of Honor. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah. And it was crazy because, like, you know, he didn't want to go to combat, but yet he wanted to serve. And you don't find people like that anymore,
no.
You know? I don't know if it's parenting or because you can't tell me that there's a lot more deaths now than there was in World War I, World War II. There's a lot more deaths then.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the right gear.
Yeah.
Things were heavy, you know, I mean.
It wasn't utilized too.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, in Omaha Beach, I mean, if you've never, yes, Hacksaw Ridge, that's what I meant, Mike. Sorry about that. I keep forgetting that we have all these great people talking here. Chad, who is one of our top fans here, a pro golfer, he said he wanted to serve at 17 and started then with parents' permission. But yeah, I mean, it gets me. I don't know what it is. It seems like there's more patriotism now than there were back then. But back then, like, parents or individuals were more willing to go fight than they are now.
Well, and then we're also kind of we're a unified country in a sense where regardless of whoever was in charge, you kind of like, you know, he's the commander in chief. And regardless of whoever your commander in chief was, you kind of respected who that person was.
Right.
And unfortunately today, like, we don't have that same kind of mentality where we respect our commander-in-chief, where everyone has to have an opinion on what, you know, our commander-in-chief should be doing and stuff.
Right, I agree.
Before it never
last
happened.
10 years, nobody, I mean, even the last 10 years, all the presidents, Queen Elizabeth has more respect for her than all of the people have had for the last 10 presidents.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what political stance you're on. We don't really talk politics on the show, but I mean, it's just a fact.
No, yeah.
Nobody's happy.
No.
Every time you vote, nobody's ever happy.
No, it's always somebody else's fault. And I think what we really need to focus more on is, like, going back to those older ways of thinking is like, hey, regardless, we are a country. We are all unified. If you will live within these borders, we're all on the same team. So let's all be a team. Let's stop being so divided, because regardless, we all, it's just, yeah, I wish that we had more of that mentality of what they had back in World War II, because it was very, you know, very patriotic.
Yeah.
Very more patriotic, I think.
Well, and even Brandy touches base on it a little bit, and she's right. She says society and technology seem to play a role in the differences as well. We'll be back then. It was do or die, Franklin Hill. Oh, yeah, that's true. Lucy does have a point there, where back then it was like either you serve and do your part, or there's a good chance that we're going to be suffering the same thing that Germany and France and all the other countries that Hitler has already conquered.
Yeah.
So she is right. That does play a key role as well.
Yeah. I think that even if you match in today's society that it could be more religion-based.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that we all have in today's times. I think it's a little bit different, but it's sort of the same.
Right.
But there's more politics that are involved in it, and
yeah, there is.
Way
there
more
is.
Politics. That's,
you know, there's a lot of people that don't believe that we should have went over there in World War I, World War II. I don't think that anybody would ever say that we shouldn't be over there. It was kind of everybody wanted that to happen because they could feel the heat coming.
Yeah. Even just going, I went to Washington D.C. earlier this year, and I went to the Holocaust Museum, and I mean, I was stationed in Germany as well, and we got to go to some of the concentration camps that were over there, and it just still blows me away, like the statistics, the numbers that come out of like how many people died during
which,
that time.
Which concentration camp did you visit?
We were by Dachau.
Okay, that's where when I went to. It was horrible.
Yeah, you could the. I don't even really think that you can explain it.
No. I almost broke down in tears because it was so terrible. I mean, the building and stuff was nice, but I saw the pictures and read some of the stuff, and it's like, man.
It's unbelievable how just people could treat other people that way.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is our conclusion of today's topic. Everybody that joined in and conversated with us, we really appreciate it. I think it was fantastic. But now it is tribute to the troops time. And while I do this, this is where and before I forget, because I hit the voiceover, but I didn't hit the video. If you was wondering, Tidbits is brought to you by NXT Tidbits. And it, of course, didn't show. So we're having some technical difficulties on the video portion, but that's okay. At least the voiceover went well. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tribute to the Troops.
All day long.
Tribute to Troops. Sponsored by High Style NXT. Custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy with this week's tribute to the troops to honor seven motorcyclists who were killed in a horrible accident Friday, June 21st, 2019. The motorcyclists were members of the Marine Jarheads Motorcycle Club. The members who we are paying our respects to are Joanne Corr, 58, of Lakeville, New Hampshire, Edward Corr, 58, of Lakeville, New Hampshire, Michael Ferrazzi, 62, of Contoocook, New Hampshire, Albert Mazza, 59, of Lee, New Hampshire, Daniel Pereira, 58, of Riverside, Rhode Island, Desma Oaks, 42, Concord, New Hampshire, and Aaron Perry, 45, of Farmington, New Hampshire. Family and friends remember them for their patriotism and who always have flags hanging in their yards. The Ace Train Show wants to urge everyone to please watch out for motorcycles on the road. We would also like to send our deepest thoughts and prayers to the members' family and friends, as well as to the Marine Jarheads Motorcycle Club during this difficult time.
Okay, Brandy, thank you for that tribute to the troops. The show does not stop. Stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs beyond the VA. It's the A.
The best classic and the best new rock is right here.
Rock and roll!
Find us on the web at mbradio.us.
My name is Timothy Easton. I'm the owner of Castle Defense 360 Security Consulting, and I am on the H Train Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and you are listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs beyond the VA. It's the H Train Show, and you know, very, very, very numerous times, I have a lot of veterans come up to me, and they tell me, H Train, I need help transitioning. H Train, I need help with some guidance because I want to create my own nonprofit, H Train. I want help so that I can create my own business, because when it comes to finances, I just suck. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have special treat for you. We have somebody on the line that is experienced with this, and they are a nonprofit, and their sole mission is they want to help transition our military to get them back from the front lines to the front lines of the business world. And it is none other, and you all should be proud of me because I pronounced his name correctly. And, you know, like sun shines on a monkey's butt every once in a while. We have Ken Venera on the line with us, and he is the programming chair for Warrior Rising. Ken, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm so happy that we got our schedule synced, and this is going to be fun.
Thank you, H-Train. I appreciate the opportunity.
So, Ken, let's start out by, you know, we kind of talked offline before we got on air a little bit, and you was telling me that you didn't create this nonprofit, another person did, but you was telling me that there's an interesting story behind how you got involved with this nonprofit, or how this nonprofit got involved. Explain that to me. Maybe I heard that wrong.
Sure, H-Train. So Warrior Rising was actually founded by Jason Van Camp, who's a former Green Beret, back in 2015. And I've been involved myself. I'm not former military, but I have a lot of very close friends and a lot of family members that have served in the military. In fact, I have a great uncle that just recently passed away in the beginning of April, and he was 95 years old, was, you know, in World War II in Europe in the Battle of the Bulge, and a lot of other relatives and like I said, good friends, you know, as well, that I very much, you know, respect, you know, for their service. So from time to time, you know, I've tried to do as much as I can on the civilian side to, you know, assist them and do what I can to be supportive, you know, et cetera. So I really got my start, to be honest, in the veteran or military service organization / veteran service organization arena about 19 years ago, 18 years ago, roughly, when I was working in New York. I was working in Manhattan when 9/11 happened. And although I was lucky enough to not be at the World Trade Center, thankfully, you know, that had a pretty tremendous impact on me. So fast forward a bunch of years, I was involved in another group, Operation Homefront, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, for quite a while as chairman, you know, of that organization. Did a lot to help in, you know, get that off the ground as a chapter, you know, in our area quite a few years ago. But, you know, I had a Marine Corps friend of mine that, you know, was always constantly challenging me to do things. And, you know, I'm one of those people that if somebody challenges me, I almost always will do it, no matter how harebrained it might be.
Sounds like me and you need to go to the bar, Ken. Sounds like me and you need to go to the bar.
Sounds like a plan, H-Train, for sure. So, so this friend of mine kind of, you know, put me up to the task, and another very good friend of mine, I was looking for opportunities to help transitioning military guys to find jobs, and I really couldn't find, you know, the right fit for an organization that was, you know, doing that. But another good Navy friend of mine made the introduction to me to Warrior Rising, and, you know, I just hit it off, you know, immediately with Jason, you know, the founder, who is now, you know, currently the executive director as well for the organization. And, you know, it's kind of just taken off from there. I mean, we've just been able to do some tremendous things, you know, for the veteran and, you know, transitioning military community that are looking to start businesses. So happy to be part of this organization.
Well, see, the awesome thing about this, Ken, the thing that strikes me about this is this is one of the reasons why I created the show, was because in the military, and I don't remember if I caught it or not, but I never asked you if you was in the military.
I was not, but go ahead.
Okay. So when I was in the military, when you wanted to get stuff from CIF or, you know, here I am reading out these initials and civilians are like, what in the world is he talking about? You know, we'll just put that it's different military classrooms where you get your gear and you know, where you go to school and stuff on base. Little tricks to the trade of, you know, getting your GI Bill, using it while you're in the service, all that stuff. Unless you ask the right questions, you're not going to get the right answers. And it seemed like in the military, everything was a secret. If there was a wrench for $2, you know, people wasn't going to sit there and broadcast it to everybody. They were going to buy that wrench for $2 and then like keep it in their pocket and not say anything. And I noticed that even in the military, everything was a secret. And when I got out, it seemed like everything was a secret in the civilian world. You know, hey, guess what? Today is $2 rental at Redbox. Well, unless you have get the email newsletter from Redbox or you have a coupon code, you know, nobody's going to tell you, you know, the Redbox person, you know, they're not going to sit there and remind you. Or if you go to Walgreens, they'll sell you a Coke or a candle and know that it's on sale, but unless you bring that little stupid advertisement in for the coupon, unless they're a very good customer service and they care about customers, they're not going to say, hey, grab that thing so that I can scan that. No, they're going to let you, you know, just go ahead and ring that up. They're not going to help you out. Or a even better example, you go to McDonald's or a fast food place and you order a hamburger, a Coke, and a fry, and they, you don't ask them for a combo meal. That's exactly what you're going to do, what they're going to do. They're going to charge you for each little item instead of setting it up as a combo meal. And that's just how life is. So learning about your organization today, I absolutely love it because this is why I created the show, for this very reason. So I absolutely love this. So tell me, I always ask this, what's the classification for, and if you already said, I apologize, I didn't hear it, but what is the classification? Is it any veteran? Is it any soldier? Is it anybody that was in the military? Maybe they didn't deploy. Maybe they didn't get hurt. What's the classification to be able to be involved in your nonprofit to get help?
Sure, absolutely. So we basically will assist any U.S. veteran, regardless disability or not, as well as their immediate family, so children, spouses, widows, things like that, to provide them opportunities to create sustainable businesses. In order to eventually perpetuate hiring of fellow U.S. military veterans, as well as, you know, earn their future. So there really is no distinction, just, you know, you have to have an idea for a business. And, excuse me, even honestly, H-Train, you know, you can come to us with just a concept and we'll help you develop that concept all the way through to somebody who already has stood up the business. But just is running into an obstacle or needs to scale and, you know, is having trouble doing that. So we don't turn anyone away. We look for whatever opportunity it is to help, you know, whoever comes to us. We look at them as individuals and say, you know, where are you and where do you need to go, and try and develop, you know, a roadmap to be able to do that.
So we know that you do business. We know that you can do nonprofit, you know, help us with nonprofit. Here's a good one, and I didn't think about this until just like recently. If a veteran has this high-brained idea of an invention, are you guys able to help and guide him so that he can get on the right path to do that invention? I mean, the list goes on. Inventions, logos, patents. I mean.
Yep. So we will not give legal advice. We will issue spot exchange. Like, we will identify to you, you know, here are the things you should be aware of. Here are sort of the non-legal routes you can use to protect, you know, intellectual property, because there are some non-legal routes, you know, just making sure that you're making it conspicuous that you're claiming rights in certain things.
Right.
Like those names, things like that, et cetera. You know, we will point out to you that if you have an idea for something that, you know, might qualify as an invention under patent law, that, you know, you may want to go seek patent protection for that, even if it's, you know, possibly a provisional patent at this point. You know, early on, but we won't give legal advice. So we won't tell you whether or not something qualifies from that perspective, you know, or we won't do the actual legal filings.
Right. You give guidance, just like, I mean, if a veteran wants to create a business or a nonprofit, you're not going to loan them money. I mean, it's just, it's common sense. I totally get that, because you guys don't want to be responsible if, you know, if something goes wrong with the legal advice. So I totally get that. But just you guys knowing the know-how and giving the guidance, mentoring them. Now, this is probably a dumb question, but you have a veteran and you're talking to them on, you know, what to do and how to do it, and you guide them. Do you guys follow up with a veteran even after the case is closed?
We do. So there's basically four pillars to our program. There are instruction, which we call affectionately Warrior Academy.
Okay.
And it's based off of a, you know, a military model, so that, you know, it creates the conceptual analogy for, you know, military having had all of that training to be able to create basically, you know, a business plan and a model for carrying out their business. So instruction is the first pillar, mentorship, and, you know, between subject matter people as well as industry people, we try and guide them depending on where the gaps might be in their knowledge base. So that's the second, you know, key pillar.
Okay.
We do provide funding opportunities for them. But the last pillar, and this sort of goes to your point, is what we call warrior community. And that idea is that, you know, basically once a former military, you know, a veteran comes to us and, you know, receives our help, they're part of our tribe, basically. You know, they're part of, you know, our warrior community. So to the extent that we have corporate sponsors and supporters, and, you know, we're always looking for corporate sponsors and supporters in a certain geographic area, we will stand up events, like on a quarterly basis or even a monthly basis, where it's like a luncheon or even an after-work kind of get-together, so that, you know, veterans can maintain that sense of team spirit and camaraderie that existed in the military that, you know, is most often missed. But also, you know, hear a speaker give a talk on a topic that might be of interest, like franchising or real estate or whatever it happened to be. But lastly, gives them the opportunity to, you know, create awareness for their business and outreach, you know, as well. So, you know, we'd like to think, like I said, that, you know, Warrior Rising creates a family. And the last aspect of, you know, our program, Warrior Community, is, you know, we take that very seriously about, you know, staying in touch with, cultivating, you know, having them come back and participate, you know, possibly even as mentors for, you know, future veterans and things like that.
I think this is a great idea. My only question, Ken, is where the heck was you when I created my nonprofit? That's what I want to know.
Well, I was running around
with my head cut off before I finally got it. It's like, really? And, you know, it's that secret once again.
I'm sorry that I'm sorry we were, you know, we didn't make the connection then, but we're certainly here now. We can help you in any way. So how's that?
Perfect. Well, before I let you go, another question that I have is, you know, veterans, they want to get in contact with you because they're listening to this and they're like, wow, this, you know, not the low price, but wow, this is great. I have some questions. I need some guidance. How can they reach out? What is your website? And give me some of your social media platform plugs.
Sure. Our website, we can be found on the web at www.warriorrising. That's all one word, warriorrising.org.
Okay.
Our Facebook page is Warrior Rising as well. We can be found on Instagram at We Are Warrior Rising, and we can be reached by email at contact@warriorrising.org.
All right, awesome. And on your website, just so that I get this right, on your website, I haven't looked yet. I guess I should probably look. But on your website, you have, like, social media, like, little pictures that, you know, like, they click on your Instagram and it takes them right to it and their Facebook. I mean, it's pretty standard with most websites anymore. I mean, they even have like a template that you can kind of copy nowadays because people are getting so smart and so lazy. Take your pick which one you want to choose. But you have those pictures so that they know which account they're going to because it's directly on your website.
Yeah, no, we're, you know, our website is going to be undergoing a little bit of an update probably in the next 30 days or so.
Okay.
But for, you know, it's there. There's information that can get you to, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera. You know, clearly on Facebook as well, there's also links. So if you go on Facebook and find, you know, Warrior Rising, you know, we're there putting out, you know, promotion and pumping up our veteranors, what we call the veterans in our program, and trying to, you know, create awareness and things like that. So, I just want to add one other thing, if I might, H-Train.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, we understand, you know, there's obviously lots of, you know, groups out there that are trying to, you know, assist veterans and, you know, lots of organizations as well. You know, you have the SBA and things like that. But, you know, what we take pride in is that we bring the understanding and bring the bridge from the military to the civilian side. We understand military service is extremely demanding, and, you know, it requires ordinary people to do extraordinary things every day when critical outcomes are on the line. So, you know, veterans bring that same determination to business ideas. And, you know, veteran ownership of small business is almost 10% of all the small businesses in this country. So it's not a small thing. It's a very significant thing. And, you know, veterans in our military service are uniquely qualified to be able to be entrepreneurial. You know, they have those skills and tenacity to be able to do that. So we're happy to be part of it, to be supportive. If there are people out there, please, you know, go like us on Facebook, you know, reach out to us on our webpage, you know, volunteer to be a mentor, you know, add your skills to the mix, to the toolbox, to be able to help the veterans out there. They, you know, surely deserve it. And of course, if you want to lend your financial support by donating, we always appreciate that, you know, as well.
perfect. I really like it. And, you know, I was getting ready to ask, which, again, it's another dumb question, but I'm sure I already know the answer. For veterans to utilize the service with you guys, it's absolutely free to them because of the service that they provided in their military service, correct?
That is correct. Everything okay. We provide, free of charge.
All right, there we go. Okay, so now there was a... there was a question I was going to ask, but I totally slipped my mind. But, you know, hey, that's okay.
And we're, you can just have back to the show again, H-Train.
Yeah, there you go. Well, everybody, it is that time. It is your time to shine.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
All right, so maybe I didn't ask, Ken, maybe I didn't ask you the right question to set you up for the right answer, and there's something that I didn't ask you that you really want to get off your chest. Maybe there's a fundraiser coming up, or maybe I don't know. I'll just shut up. This is your 2-minute platform to say whatever you would like to, so that our listeners get a full understanding of what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. If you go to our Facebook page or website, you will see, you know, upcoming events. I mean, they're usually posted a little bit in advance. But the message that I really want to send H-Train out there, you know, especially to the veterans that are thinking about, you know, starting a business, is you should really take that next step towards achieving your potential. I mean, with the right training and mentoring that we provide, our experience, our knowledge, and our assistance, you can achieve the results that you want to. If you're looking to reestablish a purpose like you had when you're in the military and rekindle your warrior spirit, Warrior Rising is the right place to do it.
All right. That sounds great. Well, I don't know about you people, but I'm certainly sold. In fact, when I get off the air, there's a couple questions that I'm gonna ask him, because I don't know everything, and I'm still learning. And Ken, I'm gonna be your new best friend. I'm gonna be hounding you. So,
not a problem.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, ladies and the question I was gonna ask is there a phone number? Because I know there's a lot of veterans. Maybe they're not really good with the internet and email. Especially some veterans out there that might be homeless and they want to contact you, and I'm sure you guys want to help them. Is there a phone number that they can take? Because the number that you called me on, I didn't want to read that number out because I didn't know if it was unlisted or whatnot. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to inform everybody if there's a phone number that they can get in touch with you guys.
Sure. We have a toll-free number. It's 1-833-WE-R, and that's the word R-A-R-E spelled out, W-R. So, like, we are Warrior Rising, we are A-R-E-W-R. It's 1-833-932-7397. But, you know, if you're able to get through somewhere, you know, on the internet at a library or something like that, again, email, if you need to reach us, is contact@warriorrising.org.
There we go. All right, everybody. Once again, if you missed this podcast, or this, I should say, if you missed this radio interview, which, that's okay, because the podcast will come on right after the show ends today. We have spent the last 20-some minutes talking with Ken. I'm going to try this again. I suck at pronouncing last names. We spoke with Ken Venera. He is the programming chair of Warrior Rising.
Great job.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I want to say real quick, thank you to Warrior Rises for making that, taking time out of their schedule. Brandy, thank you so much for setting that up. You know, I can't even go in detail of what Brandy does for this show. She helps us with MBR. MBR could not function without Brandy. She is the backbone of the station and of the show. And I can't even, if she's a person, if anybody in the staff would ever get paid, she would be the first person. But now it's that time, everybody. And Short Fuse is going to take us on music break. You ready for your music break?
I think I'm ready. I think
I'm ready. All right. Go ahead. Hit it.
Hey, we're going to go to a music break. Don't go away. The What The segment is, and my story is coming up next. So stay with us. You're listening to the show that highlights all the programs beyond the VA. It's the H-Train Show.
The best classic and the best new rock is right here.
Rock and roll!
Find us on the web at mbradio.us.
So my name is Melissa Stockwell. I am a retired Army officer and an above-the-knee amputee on my left side. I am a Paralympian, a world champion in the sport of triathlon, and I currently live in Colorado. A mom of two, and you are listening to the H Train Show.
All right, everybody, we are back. And if you didn't know, you've been listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs beyond the VA. It's the H Train Show. And today's guest host is none other than Short Fuse. I'm glad we came up with that name because...
Yeah, it was good. It was way better.
I couldn't even... I don't know what it is, but I can't get names right, man. I don't know what it is. I just can't get them right. But hey, you're here. Before we go into the What The segment and your story, I'm sure the listeners want to know, are you having fun?
Man, this has been an awesome experience. Yes, thank you so much for it was kind of even just short notice how this all kind of happened, and I'm glad that it happened. And this has been an amazing opportunity.
So do me this: if there's other vets listening and they have the same opportunity, how would you describe it, kind of sell it to them? Maybe they're kind of shy or bashful.
Yeah, I guess the best way to explain this is that, we're such a small population. And what better way to help out that small population? And, you know, having H-Train have this platform where we can explain different veteran nonprofits that are out there. I mean, this is huge because I think that there's so many good nonprofits that are out there that a lot of people don't know that they are out there. And what better way to have, you know, a radio station that's broadcasted all throughout the United States saying, hey, that this is in your location. You can find like-minded individuals in your location.
Yeah, I was going to get ready to show. I didn't even show you this. So the people that are listening right now, we got some people listening in Germany.
Nice.
Sam at California, Europe, Edison, New Jersey, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and different places in the United States because it goes by IP address. But, yeah, this show broadcasts to the world.
And that's just an amazing opportunity to... like just to have this, platform to talk about what is passionate to us, and how we can help other veterans that are going through maybe certain circumstances, and just being around like-minded individuals again. You know, I miss that platoon kind of feel, you know, like being right. in a platoon again. And sometimes, like, when you get a bunch of veterans together, I feel like I'm back in that platoon. And, you know, I think my military experience really shaped me as an individual. You know, being...
Well, before we go into your story, because we close off at 8 and we got about 15 minutes, we're going to do the What the segment, and it's basically... Short Fuse's story. So, what the segment?
Hey, those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. You yeah. see the cobra?
Hey, what is this one?
Oh, this? Uh-huh. That's my credo. No regrets. Mm-hmm.
You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
All right. That's... I knew you'd enjoy that.
Oh,
yeah, I knew you'd enjoy that. I love that show. Okay, so Short Fuse, go ahead and tell everybody your story, because it's kind of what the yeah. kind of moment.
Yeah, well, I guess from the beginning, you know, born and raised in North Platte, Nebraska, graduated in 1993. And went into the military, went into the Army. I was a 19 kilo. I was a M1 A1 armor crewman. Got stationed over in Germany. I got over there about 1994, I think it was. And, you know, we got deployed to the former Yugoslavia Republic of Macedonia at that time. And did a 6-month tour. Got out of the military. I moved back to Lincoln, Nebraska, and realized, like, Colorado, for whatever, I did a lot of snowboarding when I was in Germany, and, like, Colorado was just calling my name. I moved to Colorado. At that time I met, my girlfriend. Her name was Brandy. She kind of followed me back to Colorado. And it was kind of, I never brought this part up when we were talking before. So, yeah, Brandy and I had gone out. We were dating, living in Colorado, and then she needed to just graduate from college. And she was going to the University of Nebraska at that time. And so we broke up. And it was one of those deals where it was just like, you know, I really liked Brandy, but she needed to do her thing, and I just kind of needed to do my thing. A couple years had passed, and then she had called me and said that, you know, she had a brain tumor, and she was getting, which just blew me away. You know, like, I think I was 25, 26 at that time, and then, like,
That's a lot to take in when you're 25.
Yeah, it was, and we were also broke up at that time. And I cared for her, and I was just like, you know, like, what can I see you? And so I drove back to Nebraska, and we hung out that weekend, and then I left on Sunday, and then Tuesday she had her first craniotomy. They went in and opened up her brain, and at that time they were doing a biopsy. And then through that, what was crazy, she was living in Chicago at that time, and she moved back to Nebraska, living with her mom. I was living in Colorado, and we were probably about 5 hours apart. Mm. And, her mom would either drive her to Fort Collins, or I would go pick her up in Kearney, Nebraska, or I would just stay there. Got to a point where I was just like, I love this girl. And let's just get married. So we got married in, 2003. From there, she went through, 3 craniotomies,
a couple rounds of chemo and a round of radiation. She was one of the toughest individuals I had ever met.
And she, I'm just going to help you a little bit with your story because we're running out of time.
Yeah, sorry.
But she fought cancer.
Yeah.
For 11 years.
11 years, yeah. 11 years. And we got to this point where she passed away, and actually it's, we're going on her 7-year anniversary, July 12th, 2012, and she passed away. Right after that, I moved back to Colorado because I felt like this was my spot. Moved in with a really good friend of mine who has a MMA gym in Fort Collins. And then I went to culinary school because that was my passion. I loved to cook. I just loved to bring people together and cook. And so I went to culinary school and I did my internship in Key West. Like, everything is just perfect. You know, it's awesome. Like, right. Graduate. I have a girlfriend. At the time, I had a girlfriend who is now my wife. We went to Red Rocks. And my leg was just not working right, and it was to a point where it was bad. I couldn't walk. Went to the VA. They found this massive blood clot in my femoral artery, and then kind of like, hey, you got this massive blood clot, and now we're going to give you a month to kind of like process everything and come back in a month. And during that time, I was just wanting to know one thing, if I'm going to lose my leg or not, because right. That's where we're at, is there was no blood flow going past my hip. And they were like, yeah, you're going to lose your leg. And I was just like, well, if we're going to do it, then let's just do
it now. Let's just get it over
with.
Just,
yeah. Cause I'd been on a lot of opiates at that time. And I was abusing the opiates. I definitely knew I was abusing the opiates. And it was very easy to get them. And I didn't like the person that I was, because I could just tell that it wasn't me. It wasn't the person that I knew that I was. And I was just like, I just knew that this is what needed to happen. We went in on August 21st, and we did a below the knee amputation. After the amputation, there were some complications, and then they had told me they were going to go in and maybe clean out the area and a possibility to take it above the knee. And then that was September 11th, 2014, and then, you know, at that time, like, I had told you earlier, I was at a point where whatever I was going to do after that was going to be 100%. Either I was going to give up was going to be 100%, or, you know, like, I think where I'm at right now, I've given this 100% is I wasn't giving up. And I wanted to also just... we didn't have a lot of money at that time when everything was going on. So like, there were a lot of times when holidays would come and just like, we couldn't give each other anything. And it bothered me after she had passed that, I wanted to, just highlight her strength, you know, like, because if I didn't see that strength, I don't know if I could be strong when it was time for me to be strong. And so after the second amputation, I remember sitting in the hospital room and just like, you know, like, what is going on? Like, you know, like, losing my wife, now I'm an above the knee amputee. And I was just like, well, how many people have experienced this type of situation in their life? And I need to take advantage of this experience right here, right now, to try to help other people.
Right.
And I think in that process of trying to help other people, it's going to help me.
Right.
And, you know, just to even highlight her strengths, I wanted to be a reflection of her strengths. I wanted to be a reflection of what she was. Be Bold, her name was Brandy. Be Bold was license plates that she had had on her car, you know, and it was just something that if you were going to ever be anything in your life, you might as well be bold. Right. Just to kind of, you know, and I think that it's helped me through my, like, everything that's been going on in my life. And from that, you know, we've developed a nonprofit and we try to help other people with disabilities through adaptive sports.
Right, and we took your nonprofit, we sent it to our producer. She right now is investigating, make sure that we can endorse it. And once she gives us the green light, you'll have to come back on the show again. And you'll have to
explain
to
a little bit. Yeah, what's
going
on?
Talk about it, but I think it's great, and I'm just rushing in because we're running out of time. I told you this time
goes
is crazy. Fast.
Yep.
But basically, you helping other people has been kind of your rehabilitation.
Oh, definitely. It's helping other people has helped me. And I think also, too, people can't give me an excuse on why they can't do anything. You know, I'm going to be 45 in a couple months, and
right.
I have one leg. So don't tell me you can't do nothing.
Right.
You know, it's one of those deals where, like, oh, you're 30 years old and you have too much, you don't have time on your hands because, oh, like.
I can just see now when I put on Facebook, like, you know, we're friends. I can just see now if I'm, like, griping about something, or I'm sure Brandy will friend request you and she's griping about something. I'm sure you're going to be that person that will say, come on, cowboy up.
Yeah.
But with that being said, it is that time, everybody. It's the 2-minute warning.
5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning. 2-minute warning. What we learned today.
Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay, so the one thing that we really didn't do in the show, just because I was so busy with everything, and I apologize, we didn't do the funny buttons. Like when we do when we do the funny buttons, we do something like this.
I talk too much.
Or we do the
don't go by the book, think like a pirate
kind of thing. And I'm just waiting for Brandy to message me and let me know that was so loud she accidentally peed her pants. But this is the time. What did you learn today during today's show?
Well, what I learned, mm-hmm. I think what I learned is that there is this awesome platform called H-Train Show that allows veterans to come on and talk about what they're doing after their service. Because I think one thing that was told to me is don't allow your military service be the best thing that you do in your life.
Ooh, that's a good saying. You need to be bold, and then you need that on the back of a shirt, man.
Yeah, I think that's something that everyone should kind of just like, don't let the last thing that you do be the best thing you've ever done.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Brandy, you need to make that shirt. With that being said, everybody, I hate to go, but it's that time because of radio restraints. But that's okay. We'll be back next time. That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast and the radio show is available right after we get off the air tonight. And just so you know, next week we're doing the Veterans Oasis, or how do you say that exactly?
Yeah, I think
the Warriors Oasis is next week. So, who's going to be my guest for next week? Come on, veterans. Show your stuff. Remember, we're here for you, not for us. And we say this together.
Giving our veterans a voice.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good one. Bye-bye.